for the memorial is just over $11,000, and the two men are raising money to cover the cost. To make a donation, contact Riverside Cemetery at 712-580-7250. As the calendar turns to December, AAA reports that gasoline prices in Minnesota are lower than they were a month ago, while prices in Iowa are also lower than they were the previous month. The average price in Minnesota is reported at $3.04 a gallon compared to $3.35 a gallon just 1 month ago. The average price in Iowa is currently at $2.91 a gallon compared to $3.18 last month. The national average price per gallon is currently $3.24 compared to $3.46 on November 1st. That was a look at news here on KBEW. I'm Kim Webster reporting.
Are you looking for a career with a company that treats you like family and appreciates your hard work? Electric Service of Blue Earth and Wells is hiring and has full-time electrical, HVAC, and plumbing positions available. Join a team that supports you to be your best. Pay is based on experience and willingness to learn. Plus, full benefits are offered. There is also the opportunity to advance throughout your career within the company, too. If you're looking for a career, not just a job, contact Electric Service of Blue Earth and Wells by dropping off your resume or stopping in to 215 North Main Street in Blue Earth.
TJD Repair and Service, your local diesel mechanic shop and towing services of Blue Earth, Minnesota. TJD specializes in engines, transmissions, mechanical, AC, brakes, and they also sell tires from smaller vehicles to semis. Stop out and see them at 1310 Giant Drive or give them a call at 507-526-3996. TJD Repair and Service. Big or small, we move them all.
At the Blue House in Blue Earth, they know no two people sleep the same. That's why no matter your sleeping position or support needs, they have the perfect Restonic mattress for you, including bed frames and foundations, too. The Blue House also has England furniture available with customizable fabrics. And they carry Ashley and Benchcraft plus Salt Flat furniture, which is currently 40 to 50% off. And no one offers free delivery and free disposal, right? But they do at the Blue House in the old Don's Fleet Supply Building, Highway 169 in Blue Earth.
Save more for the weekend at Juba's. Fresh cut pork shoulder roasts are $1.99 a pound. Royal Tiger large cooked shrimp are $8.88 for a 16-ounce package. And Tombstone pizzas are two for $9. Check out the red, white, and blue tags on over 1,000 products for more savings at Juba's in downtown Blue Earth.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Are you interested in Christ-centered worship this season? Come worship Jesus with us at Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church. Receive God's word of grace and truth for all. Worship Sundays at 9:30 a.m., 114 East Blue Earth Avenue, Fairmont. Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's time now for the Chad Osterman Show here on 98 Country, being brought to you today by the Maple River Basketball Association, and brand new to 98 Country this year. Every Saturday morning, we'll be visiting with Chad about Maple River boys basketball. And, of course, they opened the season last night, beginning with their Hardwood Classic tournament, taking on a pretty good team last night, Chad. This is a team that's not bad. Norwood Young America, the final score last night ended up being 64. Let's see, what was it? 64-50. And I know you've got new faces. You're it's going to be a little bit of a work in project, I think, or a project, you know, for the first few games here as you sort of figure things out, because you're replacing four out of five starters from last year, aren't you?
Well, that's for sure. And, you know, we open our season with the Hardwood Classic, and we always have a good group of teams coming into that tournament. This year we had Norwood. Of course, we opened with them. And then on the other side, Sauk Center and Zumbrota Mazeppa. We'll play Zumbrota Mazeppa today. Both those teams are really good, top 20 type teams. They Sauk Center won in overtime last night. So, yeah, three really good teams in our tournament. It really shows us where we're at this point. We knew we were going to have some struggles and some growing pains, if you will, the first weekend here, first couple of weeks of the season. We have to figure ourselves out first, and then, of course, then we can move on to scouting the other teams and seeing what they do against us.
Well, I think people all, you know, Maple River fans know that you graduated a pretty good group last year. And even with the guys that are back this year, it's not like you have a whole bunch of varsity experience either. There's really only a couple of guys that played quite a bit last year. So, you know, it's going to take a few games, but I'm pretty sure that things will come together.
Yeah, you know, we got some really good kids and players in our program. It's just a matter of getting them some experience. We did only, like I said, return one starter from last year. And then another couple of players that played off of the bench. Some played a few more minutes than others. But, you know, the other thing that happens is even though we have the one starter back, he's playing in a totally different role than he did last year. So, like I said, it's going to take some time. Hopefully, obviously the sooner the better, but, you know, we like our outlook for the season. It's just going to take us a little bit more time than maybe it did in the past couple of years because we've always had so much experience returning.
Right. So 64-50 last night. Tell us about the game a little bit then, Chad, against Norwood Young America here. What kind of problems did they pose for you? What made things kind of a little bit of a struggle for you, or was it more just you than it was them?
Well, it was a little. It's always a combination of both, Randy. You know, for us, it was. I was just really disappointed in the way we defended, especially the interior. They were really, really, really physical, not only in the post but on the perimeter, which really hurt us. We weren't able to adjust to that physicality of play. So that was disappointing. And then on the glass, rebounding wise, it was pretty one sided. I didn't see a final number, but I know we were out rebounded by over 10, and that's, you know, kind of a staple of our program, and that really doesn't happen to us. So that was, that part of it was disappointing. Had you know, great effort, of course, and then, you know, besides those two things I just mentioned, when you shoot the ball at a clip of 26%. You're not going to win many games. So we didn't shoot the ball well either to kind of offset some of that stuff. So, you know, that, you know, proud of the kids for the effort. We actually did come back and take a lead. We were down 10 at halftime, 33-23, took a lead in the second half with about 8 minutes to go for a brief period. But then we're outscored the rest of the way. So the kids did fight back, but obviously didn't do enough to win. And some of those things we just got to shore up and get better at.
All right. Talk about your guys a little bit here. Since this is our first show of the year, Chad, you mentioned, one starter back, maybe a couple other guys that have some experience, but, I would assume that maybe you're still sort of trying to find the right combination, and there's guys battling for spots and roles on the team yet this year, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, last night, Aaron Polachek, he was our returning player that started last year. He's kind of moved from off guard position to a point guard position. He had 20 points last night. He led us in scoring. Then we also have Arden Polachek, his twin brother, starting at guard. He played, maybe 4 or 5 minutes a game last year. Zach Trio, sophomore, starting. He played a lot of minutes off the bench last year. And then we have Wyatt Burr, a 6'6 inside player that played a little bit, played 10, 12 minutes a game last year as a sophomore. He's a junior this year. He had 16 points and 10 rebounds last night. And then we started last night another 6-foot guard, Cole Davis, a freshman. So he was playing his first varsity meaningful experience last night. So yeah, we got those five guys is who we went with last night. Our JV won their game yesterday. So we have some prospects on the JV that are battling for time as well. Just trying to make sure everybody gets enough playing time this first weekend so we can get a good evaluation on where we're at and how we can move forward.
All right. Well, any other comments or thoughts on last night's game here, Chad?
Well, you know, I'm like I said, I was happy with the effort We did make a nice comeback to take the lead in the second half. Definitely some a very good learning experience where we can take from the film and take from the game things that we can adjust to, move forward, practice, get better at, which is going to make us better in the long run. And, you know, like I said, today plays Zumbrota Mazepa, very good team, very athletic, projected to be one of the top four teams in Section 1 AA, so a very good section of basketball. We'll have our hands full again today.
All right. Any other final numbers or stats from last night's game that you can share with us here?
You know, I don't. I think we were 5 for 27 from three, and ended up shooting only 60% from the free throw line. So, like I said, when you do that, and don't defend very well, especially the interior, and don't rebound the ball very well, that's going to be a bad combo. And you know, a lot of times it would even be worse than 64-50.
All right, we'll take a quick break, back to chat a little bit about what's ahead for Maple River boys basketball coming up after this.
The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association.
And we're back here on our Chad Osterman show here this morning on 98 Country. And we talked about last night, so game two of the Hardwood Classic here this evening. And Chad, what was the score of the other game then? Zumbrota Mazepa lost. So Sox Center.
Yeah, boy, I don't even know what this. I think it maybe ended up like 62-58, okay. Something like that in overtime.
So Sox Center and... Norwood Young America will play for the championship. You get Zumbrota Mazepa, and they're a real good team too, right?
Yeah, won a lot of games last year, return of several players, very athletic team, big, strong, physical. There'll be a really, really good opponent. Again, like I said, a nice trio of teams that we had here again for the Hardwood Classic. So fans got to see some really good basketball this early in the season. We always know it's not as great this time of year because teams are still learning and figuring each other out. But for the time of the year, we were able to see some great AA basketball.
Absolutely. All right. So we've got that today. And then you have a pretty busy week to start off here because Tuesday you have a game. You'll be taking on Kenyon Wanamingo. And then Thursday it's at St. Clair, which, by the way, will be our first Maple River broadcast of the season. We'll be bringing you that one here on 98 Country Thursday night. So what about those two teams, Chad?
Yeah, you know, Kenyon Wanamingo returns one of their all-conference players from a year ago. They finished second on the Gopher East side last year to Hayfield. So I think they're one of the favorites maybe on the east side of the conference. Last year we had to play over at their place and won a fairly close game. I think it ended up to be 12 points, but expect a good game Tuesday, and that's our conference opener. And then, of course, Thursday at St. Clair. Don't know as much about them. Haven't played them in recent years. But they are now a subsection opponent. So, and they're a future conference opponent. So that should be interesting, too, over at St. Clair on Thursday.
Yeah, there's a little bit of jostling going on around the conferences, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, there was even Norwood now is switching conferences. I was talking to their coach last night. They're going to the Wright County in the small school division of that conference because the Minnesota River really kind of broke up with Belle Plaine and I think TCU, they're both maybe going to the Big South potentially. And so they really didn't have enough teams for a conference. And Lake Crystal and St. Clair have always been looking for maybe some bigger schools to play than the Valley. And, you know, of course, we left the Valley about 12 years ago and brought in MVL from the Tomahawk who wanted to play bigger schools, and then Sibley East and Le Sueur from the Minnesota River. So next year we'll have a conference called, yeah, I don't know what it's called, but Minnesota River, Sibley East, Le Sueur Henderson from the Minnesota River, St. Clair and Lake Crystal from the Valley, us and MVL. So there'll be a six-team league started next year that'll be all AA schools. So that'll kind of be nice for us, too.
Absolutely. Okay. Before we let you go, we want to mention a couple of things. First of all, Maple River girls basketball last night. We all know how good a player Lexi Thomas is for the Eagle girls, and she passed a milestone last night, didn't she?
Yeah, well, it wasn't I don't think it was last night.
Earlier.
Earlier this week. I think. Might have been this week. I can't remember. I just wanted to congratulate her. Her mom was a 1,000-point scorer also. Obviously, a huge accomplishment. Girls are off to a great start, of course, and have some really good players back from last year and are expecting big things. But just wanted to congratulate Lexi for scoring her 1,000 points. And also wanted to say, just thank you to Protein Sports Sources for sponsoring our Hardwood Classic for so many years. They're a huge supporter of our program, and we appreciate them.
All right, perfect. Anything else to throw in at all this week then, Chad?
No, just, today, if you can get down to the gym, JV plays their championship game against Ambrota Mazeppa at 1 o'clock, and then we would follow them in the third-place game against Ambrota. So it should be a good afternoon of basketball at the gym, and we're looking forward to just getting better here in the next week and seeing what we can do.
All right, we'll see you Thursday night in St. Clair then.
Sounds good. Thanks, Randy.
Yep, thank you. That's Chad Osterman there. And again, the Eagles playing this afternoon. That game will probably get underway around 2:30, 2:45, somewhere in there after the JV game is over. And so if you want to get out and watch the Maple River game today, do that at the Hardwood Classic. And we'll be back with another Chad Osterman show next week here on 98 Country, again brought to you by the Maple River Boys Basketball Association. And we'll see you next Saturday morning again at about 9:05 here on 98 Country.
This year, Staples will not be celebrating the holidays. Instead, we're celebrating the holiday deals with amazing savings for the holiday season. Save 60% on custom holiday cards. Save 60% on custom invitations. And save 60% on custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. During Staples holiday deals, it's not about the ho-ho-ho. It's about saving do-do-do. Save 60% on custom cards, invitations, and photo gifts today at Staples. Ends 12/2. Visit staples.com/print for more details.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by...
Have you looked at your home air ducts lately? No, not your ducts. Your air vents. Stein's Duct Cleaning is your answer to cleaner, healthier air throughout your home or business. Call Stein's Duct Cleaning of Blue Earth today at 525-7585 for a free estimate.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and here's your 98 Country forecast. Cloudy today with highs around 40. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Chance of snow. Lows level off around 25. Highs level off around 40 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures above average Monday and Tuesday with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. Another look at the short range. We should top off around 40 today. Right now, 21.
Get the music going.
Hey.
Here we go.
Awesome.
You ready to tear it up?
Today's country, 98
country. I've wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left, trying to figure this out. This jack I've been drinking's been wasted on thinking. Now I got
I'm not afraid to
were over, just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway, it kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts? And was moving all made up in her mind? Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson today. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. At 747, somewhere between here and heaven, heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song, damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Tucson too late. That is Jordan Davis. What shall we celebrate today besides the fact it is Saturday? Well, there's a lot of other things. Today is National Mutt Day, so give a little extra love to that four-legged critter in your life. It's Play Basketball Day, as well as Special Education. Business of Popping Corn Day also going on today. And another food you can enjoy, fritters, because it's day. So there's some ideas for you to enjoy and think about. Lainey Wilson's coming up next with Watermelon Moon.
The is it morning yet deal. How about now? Or now? Because morning time is McDonald's breakfast time. And that's the best time of all the times.
Mix and match breakfast faves. Like bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles or sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Only at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
You can count on superior performance when you plant DeKalb. This is Darren from Johnson Seeds. DeKalb 101-33, 105-33, 108-64, and 56-65 are great corn-on-corn choices, offering excellent disease packages and superior performance. Let us help you maximize your yield potential by planting DeKalb corn. Contact Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Save big every day during our 25 days of deals at Lowe's. Right now, get the lowest prices of the year on select major appliances. Get up to 45% off and save an extra $100 on every $800 you spend on select major appliances. And buy now, pay later with Lowe's Pay. Because Lowe's knows deals. Every day. Valid to 12/6. Plan savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Subject to credit approval.
Here we are. Wow.
Hey, I'm Miranda Lee.
Hey, y'all. This is Walker Hayes.
What's up, y'all? This is Florida Georgia Line.
Turn it up.
98 Country. Southern Minnesota and Northern Iowa's Hot Country.
Got it.